Leviticus chapter 15. And the Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, and said, Speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, As for every man who has a discharge from his flesh, his discharge means he is unclean, and this will be his uncleanness in his discharge, whether his flesh emits his discharge, or his flesh seals up his discharge, it is his uncleanness. Every bed on which he who has the discharge lies will be unclean, and every item of furniture on which he sits will be unclean. And anyone who touches his bed will wash his clothes and wash himself with water, and he will be unclean until the evening. And anyone who sits on any item of furniture on which he who has a discharge sits will wash his clothes and wash himself with water, and he will be unclean until the evening. And anyone who touches the flesh of him who has the discharge will wash his clothes and wash himself with water, and he will be unclean until the evening. And if he who has the discharge spits on someone clean, the latter will wash his clothes and wash himself with water, and he will be unclean until the evening. And every carriage seat on which he who has a discharge rides will be unclean. And anyone who touches anything that has been under him will be unclean until the evening. And anyone who carries them will wash his clothes and wash himself with water, and he will be unclean until the evening. And everyone whom he that has the discharge touches, who does not rinse his hands with water, will wash his clothes and wash himself with water, and he will be unclean until the evening. And any earthenware object which he who has the discharge touches will be broken, and every wooden implement will be washed with water. And when he with a discharge is cleansed of his discharge, he will reserve to himself 7 days for his cleansing, and he will wash his clothes, and he will wash his body with running water, and he will be clean. And on the 8th day he will get himself 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, and he will come before the Lord at the entrance to the tent of contact, and he will give them to the priest. And the priest will make offerings with them, one as a sin offering and one as a burnt offering, and the priest will atone for him before the Lord for his discharge. And if semen is emitted from a man, he will wash all his body with water, and he will be unclean until the evening. And every garment and every hide product which has semen on it will be washed with water, and it will be unclean until the evening. And as for a woman with whom a man lies with an emission of semen, they will wash themselves with water, and they will be unclean until the evening. And if a woman has a discharge, and her discharge is of blood, in her flesh, she shall be in her menstrual separation for 7 days, and anyone touching her will be unclean until the evening. And everything that she lies on in her menstrual separation will be unclean, and everything she sits on will be unclean, and anyone who touches her bed will wash his clothes, and he will wash himself with water, and he will be unclean until the evening. And anyone who touches any item of furniture that she sits on will wash his clothes, and he will wash himself with water, and he will be unclean until the evening. And if it is the bed or the item of furniture on which she sits, when he touches the item, he will be unclean until the evening. And if a man actually lies with her, then her menstrual impurity will be upon him, and he will be unclean for 7 days. And all the bed he lies on will be unclean. And if with any woman a discharge of her blood flows for many days not in the time of her menstrual separation, or if it discharges beyond the time of her menstrual separation, all the days of her unclean discharge will be as the days of her menstrual separation. She is unclean. Any bed that she lies on any of the days of her discharge, will be as the bed of her menstrual separation to her, and every item of furniture on which she sits will be unclean, as with the uncleanness of her menstrual separation. and anyone who touches them will become unclean, and he will wash his clothes, and he will wash himself with water, and he will be unclean until the evening. And when she has been cleansed of her discharge, she will reserve herself 7 days, and after that she will be clean. And on the 8th day she will take 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, and she will bring them to the priest at the entrance to the tent of contact. And the priest will offer one of them as a sin offering, and the other as a burnt offering. And the priest will atone for her before the Lord, for her unclean discharge. And you will separate the sons of Israel from their uncleanness, so that they do not die in their uncleanness, by them making my tabernacle, which is in their midst, unclean. This is the procedure for him who has a discharge, and for him from whom semen is emitted, so as to become unclean by it, and of her that is sick in her period, and of him who has a discharge, for male or female, and for the man who lies with an unclean woman.